Welcome to the Grace to You audio blog. After you hear what John MacArthur says, stick around and find out how to get in on the conversation.
The key verse, really, here in the New Testament that gives to us God's design for parenting is Ephesians chapter 6, verse 4. It simply says, "And fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord." It's a tremendous statement in that verse. It, again, with an economy of words, covers a vast field. Books, treatises, volumes have been written on parenting. God has reduced it to one statement. Do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. This is God's pattern for parenting. A couple of key words. The first one, bring them up in the discipline. The Greek verb is paideia. It means to rear a child. It involves training, instruction, learning. It is used also in Hebrews 12, verses 5 to 11, of chastening or disciplining. It essentially means training. It encompasses discipline. Here's what it really can be summed up to mean. Enforced conformity. Enforced conformity of the heart and the life to God and His truth. Enforced conformity of the heart and the life to God and His truth. How do you enforce it? By punishments and rewards. Bring them up. Train them. Raise them with chastening and discipline and training and instruction and learning and enforced conformity of heart and life to God and the principles of His Word. Susanna Wesley had 17 children, including John and Charles. She once wrote this: "The parent who studies to subdue self-will in his child works together with God in the saving of a soul. The parent who indulges self-will does the devil's work, makes religion impractical, salvation unattainable, and does all that is in him to drown his child, soul, and body forever." Don't indulge self-will in a child. Subdue it. Breaking self-will is the key. Teaching them that they are sinful and that self-will is a sinful expression that is an offense against God for which God will punish them eternally. Teach them that they are called to obey the law of God, which they are to do but can't do apart from God's grace working in their heart. Show them their sin and show them that they can't do anything about it. Only God can change their heart through their faith in Christ. And as they exercise simple faith in Christ when they're young, accept each step they take. God only knows when true conversion takes place. Encourage every step toward Him. The word admonition, bring them up in the admonition or instruction, is the word nuthesia. It has the idea of warning in it. And it takes us back to what we've been saying before. We have to warn our children that there are not only, obviously, physical consequences in the family to their behavior, but there are much more serious consequences from God. So important. Training, the word training or discipline may refer to what is done to the child in terms of discipline, but the word instruction refers to what is said to the child. It's verbal instruction with a view to judgment. In other words, you must do this because if you do that, here are the consequences. It was said of Eli's sons in 1 Samuel. It was said of Eli's sons, this tragic statement: "His sons brought a curse on themselves, and Eli did not rebuke them." If you read the sad, sad story of Eli's family, you have the key right there. It wasn't because of something he did to them. It was because of what he didn't do. He did not warn them. The Minnesota Crime Commission says this: "Every baby starts life as a little savage. He is completely selfish and self-centered. He wants what he wants when he wants it: his bottle, his mother's attention, his playmate's toys, his uncle's watch. Deny him these wants and he seizes with rage and aggressiveness, which would be murderous were he not so helpless. He's dirty, he has no morals, no knowledge, and no developed skill. This means that all children are born delinquent if permitted to continue in their self-centered world of infancy. Given free rein to their impulsive actions to satisfy each want, every child will grow up a criminal, a thief, a killer, and a rapist. End quote. Not bad from the Minnesota Crime Commission. What they're describing is what? Depravity. The task is formidable, folks. And the truth of the matter is only God can change the heart. The goal is not to modify their behavior. The goal is for God to change the heart, to lead your child to Christ. And then when your child acknowledges Christ, to lead that child to sanctification by discipline and instruction. Spend your time helping your child to understand how sinful he is. Spend your time helping him or her to understand that only God can change the heart. Spend your time disciplining that child to conform to God's law, but more than that, to love God with all his or her heart and soul and mind. One father, looking at the parenting process in retrospect, had some practical things to add to that. If I were starting my family again, he said this, I would love my wife more in front of my children. I would laugh with my children more at our mistakes and our joys. I would listen to my children more, even to the littlest one. I would be more honest about my weaknesses and not pretend perfection. I would pray differently for my family. Rather than focusing on them, I'd focus on me. I would do more things with my children. I would do more encouraging. I would bestow more praise. I would pay more attention to little things. I would speak about God more intimately. Out of every ordinary thing of every ordinary day, I would point them to God. And that's really it. I don't think all the little nuances of behavior are the issue. I don't think whether your child stands still or runs around in a circle is the issue. I don't think whether your child sits like little Lord Fauntleroy with an unwrinkled garment on the stool or jumps across the back of the couch. I don't think that's necessarily the issue. What is the issue is the heart. And whether that little life can be taught to love God and understand that only God can change his or her heart. That's the path of parenting. That's the path it has to take. And it's heart work, and it's a battlefield. And it takes not only great instruction and discipline, but utterly consistent example. Let me tell you about a little sickly child as I close. Sick with rheumatic fever and assorted illness. So that child was in bed much of its early years of life, carried a residual heart defect, caused certain restriction in activity. A child was prone to accident and mishap, went through assorted surgeries and accidents from reckless activity. Child was mischievous, did such terrible things as letting all the neighbors' pet birds out of the cages so they all flew away. One morning, taking a dozen eggs out of the refrigerator, putting them in the hall, taking a hammer and smashing them all just to see what a hammer did to an egg. Running away several times, usually only as far as the lady's house who made those good pies. Directing traffic in the middle of the street, setting fire to the kitchen. Telling the teacher to pray for his father because his father had chopped off his foot, simply because he wanted the best share and tell. Biting people. So that his father had to make a sign around his neck that said, don't play with me, I bite. Now, I am intimately acquainted with that little boy. It was me. And so it went, even to one occasion where my father had to come and get me out of jail. Why was I like that? Was it because my parents didn't love me? No. Was it because somehow they spanked me and I was wounded in my psyche? No. It was because I was really, just like all the rest, depraved to the very core. And if left to myself, who knows what criminal activities I might have engaged in. But persistent prayer and persistent instruction from loving parents led me to Jesus Christ and to salvation and the path of sanctification and to stand before you here as a preacher. You may look at your little one and say, this is double depravity. I'm not sure I can cope with it. You can't, but God can. Stay on your knees and understand what it is that you're doing. It's heart work for salvation and sanctification. The rest flows out of that.
Now we want to hear from you. gty.org/audioblog